Hi, my name is Daniel Garber, and I review movies each Friday morning for CultureMind.com and Take 5, CIUT at 89.5 FM. Every so often you get fans gathered together to see their heroes from all over the world. Nope, I'm not talking about the World Cup. There's also a huge, monumentally huge event, festival, conference, I don't know what you call it, but it's a mammoth music thing happening starting next week in downtown Toronto called North by Northeast. So why am I talking about music instead of movies? Because it's a festival that doesn't just have 600 plus bands performing just about everywhere with free concerts at Dundas and Yonge, but it also has interactive media and, yeah, lots of movies, more than 40, all about the independent and alternative music industry. So I'm going to talk about some of the movies they're showing to give you a taste of what they have. First, Search and Destroy. Iggy and the Stooges, Raw Power, directed by Morgan Neville. Iggy and the Stooges is often called the first punk band ever. Iggy Pop, who would always perform writhing googly-eyed on the stage without a shirt on, took the opposite path of the heavily produced progressive rock of the 70s. From Ann Arbor, Michigan, Iggy Pop and his band the Stooges never became huge, but were very influential and have a lot of diehard fans. This 45-minute documentary traces the band's history, how they made it big, thanks in part to David Bowie, how they crashed and burned out of sight, and how they've recently gone back together again with a new, young audience. It's mainly, like almost all documentaries, shots of him on stage and concert, or long sessions in the recording booth mixing stuff. But he's such an entertaining, uncensored, foul-mouthed, burnt-out rocker, he's fun to watch and listen to, and I've always liked his music. So check out the movie, and also catch them live outside at Dundas Square on June 19th. You Left Me Blue, directed by Chris Terry and Ross Edmonds. Well, back in the days when Queen Street West was concentrated around the low-end bars, diners, office equipment places, and used bookstores, when it was still a bit unseemly, long before it became an outdoor shopping mall, it went from University to a little past Spadina and was the center of a lot of the new kinds of music in the 70s and 80s. So in clubs like the Rex, the Beverly Tavern, the Rivoli, Horseshoe, the Cameron, aside from the people who were there for the cheap glasses of beer, there were musicians, lots of them, playing rock, jazz, punk, experimental, art house, and pop music. And right in the middle of all this was a bit of an anomaly known as Handsome Ned, the country singer. He wore the requisite bandana and denim, the yokel straw cowboy hat, even sometimes with bales of hay on the stage. He played a harder-edged traditional country music, Hank Williams type, senior, not junior, with a tinge of rockabilly and punk between all the yippee-i-yo-ki-yays. Rockabilly was having a revival around then. Country, on the other hand, was most definitely not. So Handsome Ned was a real sort of an oddball amidst what everyone else deemed to be cool. But he definitely had his street cred and performed with musicians from great Toronto bands like the Demics. So this Toronto documentary lovingly looks at recovered recordings and old low-grade video footage of him. Admirers, fans, and fellow musicians' opinions. It's not a gripping 80-minute doc, but it's a loving one. Ned Masick, that's Handsome Ned, with his endearing crooked smile and acoustic guitar, tragically died of a drug overdose about 25 years ago, but his legacy lives on. So now that people can wear checked shirts on the Toronto streets without being stared at, now that they can go to trendy clubs that specialize in the very music Handsome Ned used to make, it's nice to see a low-key, low-budget tribute like You Left Me Blue, to show how it all started and to fill in some of the gaps in local music history. Carnival, directed by Don Letts. In the late 1950s in Notting Hill in London, in response to rioting white teddy boys, the locals, mainly immigrants from the Caribbean, started up a music parade in the streets, known simply as Carnival, very much like Toronto's Caribana, but at the same time very different. This 45-minute documentary tells me a lot of things I don't know. They say it's the biggest street carnival in Europe. I'd never heard of it. It brings up the amazing fact that it was Enoch Powell, the British Conservative Party minister, the man who made the notorious racist anti-immigration Rivers of Blood speech in 1968, was the same minister who called for people from the crumbling former empire to come to Great Britain to work in the factories and mines. This is a really great documentary by British movie and video director and DJ Don Letts. He's the guy who put together Big Audio Dynamite in the early 80s. He's one of the very few people who bridged those two different musical genres of punk, rock, and reggae. You can tell he's very close to the people he puts in his movie, not the cold rent-aheads you see in a lot of docs. I really like this kind of movie because it's not just musicians talking about how great other musicians are or how debauched or drugged out they are. He takes vintage footage, TV, film, photos, Super 8 video, and seamlessly ties them together with a constantly shifting soundtrack, amazing soundtrack, of calypso, ska, roots reggae, soca, punk, hip-hop, dancehall, sound system, toasting, just about everything to keep you abreast of which time period he's talking about over a 50-year period and the incredible musical fecundity spilling out of Carnival between anti-police rioting every couple decades. Really fascinating speakers. Talk about the fair's history, not just superficial memories, but really incisive, politically apt commentary. And on the musical side, people like one of my favorite DJs of all time, Norman Jay, Paul Simonon from The Clash, Jazzy B from Soul to Soul, and then a whole lot of British politicians, intellectuals, and journalists. I don't know who they are, but they're great to listen to. Okay, enough rocking. Here's some rolling. Holy Rolling, outside of the North by Northeast Festival. Holy Rollers, directed by Kevin Ash, is a drama based on a true story about an actual MDMA smuggling ring in the late 1990s that used naive Hasidic boys as their international drug mules. Jesse Eisenberg, the guy who was in Squid the Whale, Zombieland, and Adventureland, plays Sam Gold, cherubic, rosy-cheeked, ultra-orthodox Jewish boy, blonde prayer curls, big-brimmed hat, black clothes, sort of Amish-looking, from a poor family in Brooklyn. His life is all set up for him. He studies hard, but he's not a great student. He'll work in his father's little cloth store on Delancey Street in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. They're setting him up with a bride. She tells him she wants 8 kids, and there's no touching, not even hand-holding, before marriage. But right next door is the sleazy ne'er-do-well religious school dropout, Yosef, played by Justin Bartha. The houses are really close together in this tight-knit community. Sam can see him through his window. Yosef watches softcore cable porn on his TV. He smokes cigarettes. He drinks. He uses bad words. He's a bully. He's a hood. He's everything Sam knows is bad. But Sam feels trapped in his insular, strict, and poor life, so he agrees to take some stuff. It's medical supplies for rich people, he's told, on a plane from Amsterdam. And though he's naive the first time, when he finds out what he was doing, he decides to stay with it. The movie is about his gradual transformation from an innocent kid to a sushi-eating, brown-jacketed, drug-taking criminal who kisses women and furs, and the moral dilemma he faces. Even from the first step, when Sam receives a pair of white Nikes from the drug cartel, you can tell he knows something's not right. He hides the shoebox under his bed so his parents can't see, and it's a downward spiral from there. Sam's no Scarface. Holy Rollers is a nonviolent coming-of-age story set in the 1990s. And it's not a bad movie if you're interested in the moral dilemmas faced by Hasids on ecstasy. Just a review. Today I talked about Holy Rollers, opening today, and You Left Me Blue, Search and Destroy, Iggy and the Stooges' Raw Power, and the North American premiere of Carnival, all playing at the North by Northeast Festival, running from June 14th to the 20th. Check out their website, nxne.com, for details. Also opening tonight at the Bloor Cinemas, the very enjoyable documentary I reviewed last week about the pioneer underground cinema directors, brothers George and Mike Kuchar. It came from Kuchar, directed by Jennifer Kroot, playing this week only. This is Daniel Garber reviewing movies every Friday morning on Take 5 CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.